What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A, tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to week two of Bradies and Gentlemen. Really stinks that I can't do this show outside because it is absolutely beautiful. It's just under 50 degrees. Walked over here in a t-shirt, so really excited for the upcoming warm weather. Today I have some kind of like alternative rock type. I think what I'm going to start doing instead of like how last week, I don't know. It's going to change a lot, but I might just do like genre specific days. So like today I have a lot of like grunge or like alternative rock. I might do like some folk next week. Because last week I did a bunch of like, I kind of like sectioned it off, and I could probably keep doing that. It just depends on the day really. But today is going to be a lot of kind of just like grunge, and like I actually included a few like artists in here that I think are like adjacent to that sound wise that are really underrated. So looking forward to playing some good stuff for you guys. So we'll start it off with Stone by Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
That was Stone by Alice in Chains. Really great song. I have really recently kind of like dug into like the, if you don't know, that was by, I think it was 2002, the original lead singer of Alice in Chains passed away from heroin. And in 2008, I think, they switched up their singer. They came back, and that was off one of their new albums. And I think he sounds really good still, because a lot of people like to say that they're not good anymore, where I personally disagree with that take. If you can't tell, I really like Alice in Chains. Anyway, and this next band actually is, I don't know much about them, but I saw this song on either TikTok or Instagram or something, and I thought it was really good. So this is Dig Down by Dark Sun. So that was Dig Down by Dark Sun. Next up, we have very adjacent sounding band, honestly. Same deal, kind of. Just saw this somewhere, and I thought it was really good. So I haven't heard anyone talk about either of these bands. I feel like I'm like the only person who's ever like mentioned them to like my friends. But this is Fangs by Rapture.
Yeah.
That was Fangs by Rapture. Coming up, we got kind of more traditional, like, not classic rock, like grunge rock, Stained, Smashing Pumpkins, Stone Pilots. There's a whole, like, debate over if Smashing Pumpkins is grunge, but who cares about labels? Anyway, Warm Safe Place by Stained.
Demons, I am born to keep. Oh,
That last song was Disarm by Smashing Pumpkins. The one before it was Butterfly by Screaming Trees. Honestly, pretty funny I put those two back-to-back. Those are probably two of the most unique vocalists of the 90s back-to-back. I think I might have talked about this last week. I don't remember. I talked about it a lot. I think Mark Lanegan of Screaming Trees is very underrated. I was talking with my dad in the car one time. I called him like the Johnny Cash of grunge. He's got that like gravelly voice that I think is really cool and fits the genre. Next up, we have... this song is Still Remains by STP, Stone Pilots. This is actually probably my favorite song by them. It's on their second album, Purple. I think it's one of their best songs. That was Still Remains by Stone Temple Pilots. I really like the line, if you die before me, ask if you can bring a friend. I think that's just like such a cool lyric. Next we got All Night Thing by Temple of the Dog.
Motion to me that you wanted. What's going on?
Save your breath, don't you break your neck. I'm seeing signs inside my head. A car crash in the woods. I'm saving things that I think you'll need. On and on until you bleed. Could I be imagining worse things? Take me for granted, innocent. I'll be
shine. Look how far we go. Waste our lives and spend our love. Why, I just don't know.
That was Wasting Time by My Sister's Machine, and the song before that was In On It by Superheaven. Fun fact about My Sister's Machine, I found this out like last week. So Alice in Chains was obviously a 90s rock band, but before they were Alice in Chains, they had Alice N. Chains, which was like N apostrophe. That was like their original name. Before that, they were called Sleaze, and they were like a glam metal band. And the singer of this band that I just played, Nick Pollock, played. He played with Layne Staley in the original Alice in Chains or Sleaze. I think they're the same. I don't really know that much, but I thought that was pretty cool. So, and then that band got back together in 2010 for a tribute to Layne after he passed. So I found that pretty cool. That's a little piece of like grunge history for you. Next up, we have "More the Victim" by Linkin Park. This song I found this in like a random edit on like when I was like doom scrolling a few over winter break, and I was really surprised at like how I've never heard the song before, because I was on a very big Linkin Park craze this past break when I was working, and this is off of like Meteora's like 20th anniversary edition. It's like, I think it's like the only. I wasn't alive back then. Maybe I like, played it live, but like I've never heard the song before. Like I even showed it to my dad. He hadn't heard it before, I don't think either. So I really like it. Hope you guys enjoy it. Here's "More the Victim."
I've listened endlessly to your injury. You wanna talk about your sores? Wanna talk about suffering? Maybe sympathy is all you're really hungry for. Cause you just criticize, you finger point, and you say that they beat you down. You may be victimized, but you're still the one who won't just get up off the ground. My excuses ran out of things to complain about. Talk constantly about misery and how you've been done so wrong. Wanna bend your honesty and exaggerate the distress that you've undergone. There's never a compromise. No one can say that they've ever been hurt before. They may be victimized, but you'll always say that you're a victim so much more. My excuses ran out of things to complain about.
That was Had to Know by Jerry Cantrell. Coming up next, this song's off of Bleach, Nirvana's first record, but I specifically have the live at the Paramount version here. I really like the way, like, this concert, like, the set list is really good, and the way the guitar, I don't know, I heard that they, like, produced the album, or, like, the live album, if you know what, like, you know what I mean by that, like, they took, like, the live, or I guess, like, recorded footage, because they have, like, upscaled, like, film, like, they had, like, film cameras they filmed. It was, like, a very, like, high-end, like, production, which is really crazy, because it was very early in their career, but they have, I've heard that they produced the actual, like, I don't really know how producing stuff works, but I've heard that they did that, so that's why it sounds so good. But this is Floyd the Barber from the Paramount 1991. Floyd the Barber. I also think he sounds really good there. Like, his voice kind of got shot. I was reading, we're about to take a break here, but really quick, there's, like, this story about how Kurt Cobain tried to get, like, vocal training one time, and then, like, the guy had him do, like, the vocal trainer had him do all, you know, like, the me, like, that type of stuff, and then they, like, filmed it on CD so he could practice, and he brought it back to, like, the studio with Chris and, Dave Grohl, and they just, like, laughed at it and burnt the tape, and he, like, never did that ever again. So I thought that was pretty funny that he didn't really care about, I guess, not him not caring, but his voice isn't that funny, but that story is pretty funny to me. But we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after some, I don't even know what you call it, but we'll be back. I'm not afraid to
Keep it locked to 90.9 FM WONY Oneyata with Devin from Youth Forever.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers.